Thank you, Raymond. Kinon, can we set up the... And Elwin, can you help? So today I'm taking the pulpit. I'm preaching on the series called Scriptural Roots of Our Ministry. We have been studying that as a church for over a year now. In fact, that's the poster there. There are books that we printed. You can actually pick it up with the usher for free. And at the cell group and also on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening with the leaders, we're all doing that study. And we also preach through the study. So as the cell group study the materials at home and discuss during the cell group meeting time, we on Sunday preach through the series. Today, I'm going to do something different. Instead of my typically preaching a sermon, I'm actually going to conduct my cell group on stage. This is to demonstrate to you guys what actually happened during a cell group meeting. Not the whole cell group, but just focusing on the component of when we discuss the SRM study. So I've asked my cell group members. They have agreed to help me out. And I think a lot of them, some of them need courage, as Raymond preached this morning, to even just go up there. Because it can be daunting. And in fact, I remember clearly every time I go up there, I'll be shaking and people will be shaking my hand and say, "Well, come, you're so cold." Because I'm nervous. please, as they make their way up here, can you guys, my cell group members, please encourage them and pray for them. Oh, I was reminded to pray for the offering. Okay, so. Lord, we want to commit this time. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us financially, beyond what we needed, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you have made it possible for us to provide this offering. Lord, we ask you to accept it and bless this money. Use it, Lord, to further your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are now in section 4, part 3 of the SRM study. Section 4, it's labeled God and His People. So I just want to give you some background before we go into our section, which is section part 3. In part 1, I think Elwin preach that, right? Part 1 focuses on why God decided to choose a people for himself. It focuses on how he does it over time, and it focuses on the purpose that God decided to use this group of people that he called his own. And in fact, he called them his children. And he said that I'll be your father. And that's the focus on part one. And this purpose, this single purpose for this group of people that God called his own, is to glorify him. And the way they glorify him is to basically make known God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit to all the nations. And not just that, it's also to make known the glory of God to the princes, the ruler, and the municipality in the spiritual realm. It is to show God's glory to people and to the world in the spiritual realm. Part two last week, I think Sing Hock covered this. The focus was unity. And one of the main things that I got away from Sing Hock's message was that unity itself is not complete. The biblical unity is people, God's people, united with each other, and the key factor in this is united with God. So unity of God's, in a biblical sense, is united of God's people and God himself. That is the true biblical unity. So with that background, we are now going to part three, where the focus is on, the title of my slide is called Gift and Service. And we are going to explore in this section the diversity of God's people. So that is the main focus of today. It's section four, part three. And I want to thank my cell group member again. This is not the complete cell group member. There are some that cannot make it today. And, yeah. And actually, some that are serving in Children Church as we speak. So, but these are the ones that are available now. And actually, in addition to this sitting on here, we also have children, which is part of our cell group. We, as the adults meet to discuss SRM, the teens actually has also a group simultaneously discussing SRM. So SRM is not too difficult. If what is the youngest in the group, Christopher, that's studying? 12? 11? Okay, if an 11-year-old boy can understand SRM, I think we all could, right? Okay. So with that, I will start. Let me sit down. Okay, we have about 18 minutes. I'm not sure how I can do this in time, but we will try. Can you move to the first slide? Can you help me move to the first slide? Yeah. No, I need the pointer.
Normal cell group is 2 hours.
Yeah, so this is very short. It's not working. Okay, as we were trying out moving the slide, can you open up your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12? Kinon, can you help me? I have selected some key verses because we don't have time to go over all of them. Kinon, can you help me read just verse 4 to verse 7?
Okay. So there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same law. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
Paula, can you help me read verse 31?
Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way, love.
I added the word love because I don't want us to read through the whole chapter 13. Chapter 13 summarizes as love. So before I ask my fellow cell member to some questions, I want us to focus on a few things here. There are 3 points on there that's about diversity, And there's one point on there that is about unity. So the three diversity point is gifts, service, and working. Kinds of workings. So those are the differences. But the one point that is uniting point is the same God at work, given for the common good. So that's the point that unites. So there's three diversity point and one common point that unite us. So I just want to open up to the cell group members. You can volunteer yourself, or if no one volunteered, they have to call your name. That will not be good. This is the question. In serving others, what abuses can flow? Or what wrong can happen when we neglect this truth, which is three diversity point and one unity point? So in serving each other, what abuses can flow? Anyone?
We're just thinking that maybe some are better than others, or others, some are not needed. That's one thing.
Thank you. Anything else? Abuses? Yep.
Maybe you are serving your own self instead of God.
Okay. So, did you hear that? Serving yourself instead of God. Anything else?
We may expect others to serve at the same way as we do, and like doing the same thing, like thinking that, like, why he can't think of this, why he can't like do that.
Right. I think Genesis touches on the point of different kinds of working. So we may all be serving God and have different giftings, and we may do the same service, like, let's say, feeding the poor. But the diversity in workings touches on, each of us may approach it differently. But remember, the uniting point is that the same God at work, and his work is the same. But we, created differently, may do the work differently. Anything else? Kinon?
Sometimes we put too much weight on ourselves because we forgot that God is responsible for the result.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else before I move on?
Also, if we feel like someone is gifted in something, you know, you can be tempted to just let that person do it. Oh, that's his gift. Oh, just let them do that. And
okay.
No one else, you know.
And we forget our own giftings that can contribute to the same service, that may be able to provide a different way of working. Okay? Anyone else? Okay. Let's move on. If you remember that you have gone through your study during the week, there's many verses that was covered, and there was many in Bible, many parts of the scripture actually talks about different giftings, spiritual giftings. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the list of giftings listed in the scripture, it's comprehensive? Or is there any more giftings beyond what is listed in the scripture? Anyone want to take a crack at this?
Just as we read about the First Corinthians, verse 31, so eagerly desire the greater gifts. So we can ask to the Lord and pray. And we can see another chapter, First Corinthians 14, verse 13. For this reason, anyone who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret what he says. So we can ask another specific gift to the Lord.
Okay, thank you, Paula.
I I think what the Bible lists down spiritual gifts. I think they are pretty defined.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like teaching, prophesizing, wisdom. But obviously, there are also talents that you have. Whether is it you acquired yourself? Because if you were to look at it, you know, for example, musical wasn't kind of really emphasized. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it's a talent. And this can be used to worship God. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I believe that there are many gifts and many talents. Whether is it you acquire it yourself, or whether is it it's, you know, you are a whiz kid, you are a mathematic whiz kid, or a music whiz kid, one can definitely use all these gifts to serve Him and the body of Christ.
Okay, thank you, Howie. Well, you just touched on a interesting point. Is there a difference between spiritual gifts and talents? Anyone would like to? I'm always curious, is there a difference between giftings and talents?
Janice has a good answer.
Oh, Janice, you cannot volunteer someone, you should. I forgot to mention. Janice, you want to take this up, or you want Kinon to answer?
Actually, we had this question in our cell group, I think last week, right? So I was struggling on think of a difference. But then Janice actually shared that the answer that I fully agree. And what she mentioned is talent is when you're born, God already given it to you. But gift or spiritual gift, right, is along the way when we walk with Jesus, that He will give it to you to do His work. So there's clearly a difference in terms of timeline when you receive it. I like that answer. So I remember, so I can share.
So we can actually learn something from each other as when we sit down and share, okay? Okay, so let me ask a follow-on question. Do you think, who give us the talent and who give us the gift, our gifting? Where is the source of that?
I think it's from God, all things from God.
So both are from God. So let me ask then a follow-on question. Is it that important for us to differentiate between the two? Do you think? I'm just curious. Intellectually, I think it's kind of important to know which is which, but do you think it's really important? And a follow-on question. Do you think God, when He gives us our talent and our gifting, what is His expectation of that, of us? Are we supposed to, you know? So those two questions. Is it important to differentiate? And what is God's expectation of the two? Any different expectation? Maybe He expects us to do certain things with gifting, certain things with talent, or not. What do you think? Kinon is usually he's the cell group leader, so he's used to calling people. That's why he's... Okay, Kinon volunteers.
I think the first question either is important to differentiate the two. My opinion is it's not that important. The important is how we use it. Either it's a talent or a gift, that the purpose for us is to actually use it to glorify God.
Okay. Right. Do you guys agree with this? Okay, they all agree. Okay. Now, okay, time is short now, so I'm going to move on to the next slide. Sorry, I'm rushing through this because we're trying to finish by 11:30. Oh, what happened? Okay, just now we talked a little bit about gifting. Now we're going to talk about service. So the SRM book actually gave us many multiple verses to refer to, and also asked us to look from the Bible, any other places from the scripture that talk about service. I picked only one, which is Ephesians 4, 1 to 16, but I'm only highlighting a few. Howie, can you read verse 1 and verse 7?
Ephesians 4, verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Verse 7. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it.
Can you read
verse 12 and 13?
Yeah.
To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Okay, now before I ask you a question, I think I wanted you guys today to do something really practical. So I'm asking everyone in the congregation to be involved. Usher, can I ask you to help me hand this piece of paper out? I want everyone to take one. This is what I want you to do. As you listen to us talk, and you have heard us talk about gifting, I want each one of us to write down what you think your gifting or talent is. I don't need to have your name on it. I just want everyone to write down what you think God's gifting and talent is for you. And second thing, what area of service God has called you to serve. I'm not talking about service in Ferris Park. I'm talking about service in general. How is God calling you to serve the greater body of Christ, the local body of Christ, which is called Ferris Park Baptist Church, your family, and the community? If you need a pen, the usher can also let you borrow a pen. The third item on the list is that what are the needs that you observe around you? Just one. So one gift, one talent. I know you may have multiple, but just list one. List one area of service and list one needs that you observe that is needed to be met. And then, do we have a basket? I want to put a basket here. And I want you to actually stand up from your chair. Take this piece of paper and drop it into the basket. As your commitment to the Lord, that I will commit to use my gifting to fulfill your calling for me to serve you, and the needs part is that, Lord, I believe that all the needs out there will be met by the body of Christ. May not be me personally, but as we collect this basket, I believe we will see that this church has all the gifting necessary to be the city on the hill. And this church is called, and everyone, if they live up to their calling to serve, will serve, and if that happens, no needs will not be met. That's my belief. So, this is the basket. You don't need to put down your name, just the three items I ask you, and a sign of your obedience and your willingness, just drop it in this basket, and at the end, I'll pray for us. Okay. And you thought that you're just here to listen to a sermon, huh? Okay. So, this passage talk about service. That it talks about we are to live a life that's worthy to the calling. And we, each one of us, are called by God to be his children. So we have to live a life worthy. And what we are called to do, our service, is actually apportioned by Christ. So he chose what we were to do. And he will equip his people for works of service for a purpose, that the body of Christ may be built up. And built up for what? Reach unity in our faith, in our knowledge of Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So when the purpose is to attain fullness of Christ. And I believe when, as we work towards that goal of fullness of Christ, this vision that God has put for our church to be the city on the hill will be fulfilled. Let me repeat that so that you catch it. As we attain and work towards the fullness of Christ, so as we were working, we are already being the city on the hill. We don't have to be fully attained, mature to the fullness of Christ before we can be city on the hill. As we work towards that, we are already a city on the hill. So that's, I think, what Ephesians 4 is saying. So let me ask a few questions. So anytime that you feel that you are ready, you can drop it in there. You don't have to wait until the end. To the group, how does God divvy up the various works of service? So, do you think? Anyone? Sherry, you have been quiet. Okay, the question is, how does God divide up the various works of services? You need your husband to help you, maybe? I made up the question, so I surprised them.
I think it's up to him, okay. Right? That, you know, whatever gift or task that he assign individual to do, ultimately is for his purpose. So it's his will to divide the task.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, and I was thinking, in the summary of this last section of part three, one of the things I wrote down was that there's different gifts for, and I think service for people to excel in, different people to excel in. So I think, you know, God can see what might be good for some people, and then it's a great place for them to really shine at.
Okay. Can let me ask a follow-up question. How do you find out what area of service God has called you to be in? And maybe my cell group member can help a little bit here. Try to be more specific. Talk about yourself, if that, yeah, Janice.
Like for me, I started with like seeing the need of when we were still in Japan in the church. Like my first son Gerald, he was attending the Awana there. So they have a need for leaders. So since I have to take him there, so I stayed and I helped. And then I realized God was calling me into that ministry. His confirmation was actually through when I am actually, if some of you may have noticed, I'm actually very bad with recognizing people's face and remembering names, like matching the names and the faces. So I was a bit worried when I first started like serving there in Awana Kabiz. Like I have to remember all the children's name. And but the first time when I went into that classroom to help, somehow like every time when a child comes in, the name of that child pop up in my mind. And I was like so overjoyed to know that, oh,
God is like working in me and telling me the name of the child and showing me that this is like what I should be doing. Like this is like area that I should serve in. And I think slowly he gave me the gift, like, and trained me up to serve him in that. Yeah.
Anyone else? Paula?
Yeah, I wrote it down, my gift, because Chun gave me 2 minutes only. Hello. God gave me the gifts of intercessory prayers. Before, I didn't think about this. This is my gift, but I really appreciate this opportunity to think about my gift, what it is. When I was 15 years old, my Sunday school teacher shared about gospel through the Navigator Bible study with assurance of salvation. During the study, it was the very first day, immediately I could believe in Jesus as my Savior. Later on, I realized that the faith was not from me, but from God. The teacher introduced me Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved and your household. And she added, you can start with prayer. So every day after school, I went to church after school and I pray for my family's salvation. At the time, I was the only one of Christian in my family. My prayer was not fancy, just simple and honest for their salvation. And 5 years later, my mother became a Christian, and my father came to the Lord 19 years later. But God has been training me how to pray unceasingly. I couldn't give up for my father's salvation. And during the time, throughout the time of prayer journey, I've been more blessed to have more deeper relationship with the Lord. And God told me that I have the equal compassion toward each single soul, just as you have the heart for your father. So you go and share the gospel and pray for the people, whoever I send you, unceasingly. So that's a story, how I realized my gift with intercessor prayer.
Okay. Let me interrupt for a second. If you are struggling with identifying your own gifting or service on this sheet, you can just put down on there, Lord, I do not know. Please reveal that to me and put it in the basket. So you don't have to fill in all three items. Okay? Okay. Anyone else would like to talk about how? Okay, Sherry.
I'm the one who didn't know my gift, but along the way that as I just meet the need and God slowly reveal my gift, and he's the one who enable and equip me to serve his people and him. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm not sure if you caught it. Sherry mentioned that she doesn't know what her gifting, but she just saw needs and she rise up and meet the needs. And along the way, she discover her giftings. Okay?
Yeah, I think for me, similar, there's different things, saw needs and tried to help out. So like with teaching or children's ministry. And I discovered those weren't my gifts. But, it was good. It was a good experience and good to learn and good to know and about that myself, about myself. But also other things like in ministry, like in the work that I was doing, working in like for myself was doing language research, to help with translation and stuff. And wasn't totally my strength and gifting as well, but then I found that I'm better with computers than I am with people, so then that's where I found my gifting more.
Okay, thank you. So you may not realize your gifting and you surf in an area, but you can actually, as you surf, you rule out certain areas. Okay.
I think one of the first few steps of kind of really discovering your giftings is be part of a CG. I think it's very hard for people to know or yourself to know what you're good at unless you're part of a community. So for me, I mean, I'm pretty good with IT, and through the CG, I do share what I do.
My cell group is very technology savvy, by the way.
So I think from that, you know, Alvin got to know me better from that sense, and you know, recently he approached me and asked if I would be interested to help out in the church. What do you call it? That takes care of the website, and I say of course. So I guess I'm fairly new to the church. I'm fairly new to the CG in a way. So yeah, I guess that's a way to start.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Just to share a bit. Sometimes we ask what is our gifting, and like how we shared. Sometimes it's by people's observation. When I was a teenager, I went for a missionary trip to Thailand. And I didn't know the Thai language. So the Thai pastor prayed, and then after that, I was supposed to pray for the group. And she prayed in Thai. I didn't know what she was praying. And after that, I prayed. And the feedback was that I prayed exactly what the Thai pastor prayed. So I think all along, I've been sensitive. And I think that my gifting is being sensitive to the Spirit in terms of prayer or intercessory.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah. Kinon is telling me time is up. Okay, so what I want to end today, if you know me, I always have some take-home question. So can you do the last slide? So the take-home question are this. What is my areas of gifting and talents? Where and how can I use my gifting and talents? What did I observe that is lacking in the local body of Christ called Fettes Park Baptist Church? And what am I willing to do about it? So these are some take-home questions. I believe that Fettes Park has no lacking. We have all the components that we needed to be the city on the hill. God's vision for us, for this church. And that as we come together and we each live up to our calling, recognize our gifting, and open our eyes to see the needs around us, not just Fettes Park, but the greater body of Christ in Penang, and also the community that is crying out for us to reach them. So as we all do that, we will be the city on the hill, and God will be glorified. And as all the churches in Penang does that, the community will have no needs that will not be met, I believe. So I want to thank everyone for contributing to this exercise. And I want to close this time by praying for us. And Lord, firstly, we wanted to thank you for calling us into your family. Thank you, Lord, for purchasing us to yourself. Lord, at times we may feel unworthy, but we recognize that your love is so overarching and so deep that no one is not able to be saved by you. And Lord, we want to thank you for adopting us into your family. And thank you that we can call you Father. And Lord, We also thank you that you have, for this season, allow us to be part of this body of Christ called Ferris Park Baptist Church here in Penang and in this neighborhood. Lord, as we gather together, at times we may have differences, that we may have different opinions, and we may have different ways of doing things. That's because you made us differently. You gave us different giftings, gave us different talents. You allow us to experience different experiences. So we look at the world our way. But Lord, we also thank you that you give us a uniting factor, which is you yourself, Lord. And you give us a uniting hope, which is waiting for you, your Jesus Christ return. You give us the same heart for you and the same heart for the people, Lord, grounded in love. So we thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, today especially, we want to thank you for the talents and the gift that you have blessed us with, Lord. And Lord, some of us may not know our giftings. Some of us may not know our talents that we have. Some of us may not like our giftings and our talents. Or some of us may not like the work that you've called us to do, Lord. But Lord, I ask you to change us. I ask you to help us see the way you see. Love the way you love. And Lord, I pray that as we commit ourselves by writing down the three items on this piece of paper and putting it in this basket, Lord, that you will bless each one of us. For the ones that know our gifting and services, expand that more. And for the ones that do not yet know, that you will make it so clear and without a doubt that those are our areas of gifting and services that you have called us to do. And Lord, we believe all the needs that we have listed on the paper will be met because the body of Christ will be awakened. And Lord, we ask that each one of us will rise up to the calling that you've called us to, Lord, and that we'll exercise our gifting and talents. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.